Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. This is Chris Carranza calling from Arizona.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Hey, I think I talked to you folks about a year ago, and I'm going to be looking for some kind of a line of credit.
Okay.
For my business. I wanted to find out how your loan program, what kind of lines you have or loans you have, how your program works.
Okay. What are you looking to use the money for?
Just use it in my business.
But are you using it for marketing? Are you looking? Do you have a large project coming up? Is it used for equipment purchasing at all, or just?
Kind of both. I'm in the crop dusting business.
Okay.
In Central Arizona.
All right.
I plan to use it for some equipment purchase, some, and then kind of a buffer for slow. You know, when the work gets slow, to get us through the slow months.
Okay. Sounds good. And how much are you thinking?
I'm looking for a line or a loan of $250,000.
I'm sorry, what was the number?
$250,000.
Okay. Easy enough. And what would you say your average deposits are looking at on a monthly basis over, say, the last 6 months or so?
Let's see, last six months, probably pretty close to like between 100 and 150,000 per month.
Okay, yeah, then you easily qualify for that number.
Yeah, we do anywhere from 1.3 to 1.5 million a year. We work about 9 months out of the year.
Okay.
Fairly hard, you know. It's a family business. I fly one of the planes. My son flies the other one.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. I've been here doing that in this area for 40 years. Since 79. And then I started my own business in 96. The company I used to work for, they sold out.
Okay.
And I decided to take my leave.
Good stuff. And it's been working out well so far?
Well, I'm still here. You know, I actually got an offer from you guys in the mail. Do you need any kind of a reservation code? Does that mean anything? Or, I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, it'll help me look up your business. Do you have that handy there?
Hold on. I think so. Big old long number. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't like the way this, I had a little line of credit with my little local bank here in Casa Grande, Arizona, Western State Bank. And
mm-hmm.
they started acting all goofy on me. So I paid them off. I had just like a $50,000 credit line of credit.
Okay.
They were supposed to renew it for me. August 5th.
They started asking for financials and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, they wanted my dog's name. They wanted me to pull my pants down. And I said, you know, this is just a small line of credit. Hey, but I'll take a credit card instead. You know, I had more money in the bank on deposit with them than the line of credit. Then they started talking about wanting to take a mortgage lien on one of my airstrips. I said, you know, this is crazy. You guys are crazy. I've never had to do that.
Yeah.
5-acre airstrip, you know.
Wow.
So I paid them off. They just kind of got goofy. Reservation code.
Okay.
2411 0201 0057
I'm fine
7037
Alexa, plane broke its wings.
Okay.
still there, Kevin?
And so what were the last four?
7037.
All right, Crop First Aviation in Stanfield.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. It looks like we've been chasing you for quite a bit.
I've talked to you a couple of times, but I thought I had a good little bank here that moved in there, kind of new. But I should have known something was up when you call the number to the local bank and you get the main bank back east, and they have to put you through to whoever you want to talk to.
Oh wow!
They weren't like that, but I don't know. But I don't have any. I have my two aircraft. I actually have three aircraft financed there right now. That you know, I pay a monthly payment on those.
Yeah, and those. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the past. I mean, getting aircraft finance it's not the easiest process typically.
You know what? It depends on the lender. There are banks out there that are just all over them that specialize in aircraft lending.
Uh huh.
Because aircraft are good. They're good risks. You know. They don't lose value if the people that own them take care of them.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. I think that you hit the nail on the head right there. I mean, really, with any lending, it comes down to an understanding, right? Because, you know, the underwriter's job is to manage risk, and if they don't get it or the bank doesn't have the expertise and that type of collateral, then, you know, it's just a waste of time for everybody. But
yeah.
If they know what they're doing, then, yeah, you're absolutely right. They can feel comfortable.
There's several aircraft lenders out there. I mean, they're all over me. Constantly calling me but I'm, you know, I'm right now I'm set for aircraft lending.
Yeah, that's not really something that we specialize in either. Usually, and maybe that's why, you know, I feel that way, because I feel like I typically have to refer my clients elsewhere when they're looking for, you know, planes or even, you know, boats. But
yeah. Well, all the planes I have, they earn money, so I take that back. I have a personal plane that I travel in, but I look at that as earning money, because if it brings relief to me and relieves the stress, it's making money for me.
That's right. What type of plane is it?
It's a Cessna 210.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a little retractable gear airplane. It'll get up and go.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so let me double check. Let me make sure I have your email address. Now, would you say was summer pretty busy for you?
Yeah, it was pretty busy.
The reason I ask is I know that, you know, it's somewhat seasonal. So we typically will ask for your past 6 month bank account statements.
Uh huh.
But if those are not a fair representation of the business, you know, I'll typically ask for 12 months, but if the last 6 months were, you know, good months for you.
Oh, yeah.
6 months will be fine.
Yeah, they were.
Okay, good. And what is your email address?
It's chris_carranza210 @yahoo.com.
I'm sorry, Carranza, and then
210
@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo, yeah.
Okay. Are you in front of the computer now?
No.
Okay. Do you happen to get email on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to make sure. You don't have to do anything with it now. I just want to make sure that you receive the email, because it will have my direct phone number in it, so I know that you can call me if you have questions.
Okay.
The process and the application is very simple. Do you take credit card payments by any chance?
No.
Okay. So the credit card section, you can just leave blank.
Okay.
All that does, the reason we ask for that is simply because we have clients that a majority of their payments come in via credit card. And when that happens, you know, the credit cards take anywhere from, you know, 2 to 5% off of their sales right up front.
Yeah.
So we like to know what they're doing on their credit cards because it gives us a better understanding of what their sales look like as opposed to just their bank deposits.
I see.
Now, is your 2015 tax return completed?
The business return is.
Perfect. Okay. All right. I just sent you this email, so you should get it any second here.
Okay. Kevin, I have another question to ask you. Applying for a business loan by my company, I'm at the tail end of a refi on my home, on my personal site.
Uh-huh.
It's almost done. This won't affect that?
No, not at all. This is a business loan, so this doesn't show up as debt on your credit at all.
Okay.
So it won't affect any ratios or anything that they're looking at as far as your home mortgage.
Okay.
Well, we should have that any second here.
Right, you're right there in San Diego?
Yeah, I'm actually in Orange County.
Ah.
Our headquarters are in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
In the Del Mar area. Do you know the area well?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean,
we're just down the street from the Miramar Air Base.
Oh, I see. Top Gun.
That's one of my favorite things to do is take the kids there to the annual air show. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've heard it's awesome. It only takes us about an hour and a half to fly there in our little airplane.
Gotcha.
From here.
Yeah, kind of the popular thing that we're hearing around here, people are getting small planes and flying to Lake Havasu.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice spot.
Did that come through for you?
Oh, I don't have my phone.
Oh, you don't have it? Okay.
Oh,
so I sent you that email. Let me give you my direct number then.
Okay.
In case the email doesn't go through for some reason.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
My name is Kevin again.
Okay.
Last name is Bice, and I spell B like boy, I-C-E.
Bice?
Yes, like Bice, but with a B.
Yeah.
My direct line is 858 519-5050.
Okay. I got it.
So you should have that email. If for some reason you don't end up receiving it, give me a call, or if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. Otherwise, as soon as I have that information back from you, I'll get rolling.
Okay. And then can you tell me just a little bit more information about the loan program, what kind of interest rates, and if it's a revolving line or is it just a straight up loan?
Yeah, it's a straight loan. It's fixed payments, typically for the working capital or cash loans. It's going to be between two and three years.
Uh-huh.
Because it's unsecured money, we do a weekly payment every Friday as opposed to a monthly payment.
Uh-huh.
There's no contractual obligations as to how you use the money. You're not going to have to supply financial statements or anything like that to keep it open. We deposit the money directly into your checking account, so you use it as you wish. No prepayment penalty to pay it off. So if you were, decided 12 months in, or if you find that you have a use for this money kind of annually at a certain time of year, if you were to do a 24-month loan, when you got to, say, month 12 or halfway through the loan, kind of back to where we are today, 12 months from now, all interest, if you decided you wanted to borrow more, all interest is forgiven. We could lend you another $125, and you essentially would have the same payment. You have another influx of $125K. Simply because you're 50% through that loan, you've paid down your principal 50% and your interest 50%, and we forgive all remaining interest. So that's what we find our clients really liked about the product, is that they can plan for the use of funds. They know that they can get it, and so, like I said, they can just plan for it ahead of time and kind of have an idea of what they want to do with that money when it comes, time to reborrow.
I see. And typically, what do you see? I mean, I know you haven't seen my credit app or anything, but what do you see interest rate-wise on this kind of money?
Well, it's not an APR, annual percentage rate, because of the, the weekly payment.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to cost you somewhere in between 10 and 15 cents on the dollar.
Uh-huh.
So, on a 24-month term, you're looking at somewhere between 5 and 7.5% if you were to try to, kind of do a comparison to an annual percentage rate.
Uh-huh. So it's competitive. Because I can typically get a line of credit. It's around the 6 APR.
Right.
On just a line that revolves. So. But anyway, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, so like I said, I mean, the application process is very simple. That form will only take you a few minutes to fill out.
Yeah.
All I need is that 1 year tax return. So should be really easy. But if you have any questions, feel free to let me know.
Okay, I sure will, Kevin. Appreciate the info.
Yeah, you got it. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.